space and a partnership.
It's
going to
change the way our business is going
to
work.
And that's the way to grow your business.
You know how to work with them.
All right, welcome back to another episode of How They Did It. My co-host and I, Chris Dubois. Say hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. No. cheesy intro. All right.
Well, this episode, what I have here is a story about events, event marketing as a strategy, but more specifically, a story of how an early new agency and, you know, a second year, I believe, agency started off with a typical event strategy. Look at me getting into events. Some thought leadership came about, but no actual leads. But we're going to hear how he converted his event strategy to a partnership-led event strategy and then won an enormous deal from that change in strategy. And we're going to talk about all the things that get lifted when you bring partners into events and some of the ways that you can go about doing that. All righty. But first, Chris, we got a couple sponsor reads. We've got to get the sponsors read, and hopefully you like the sponsors that we have for this episode. They pay the bills, but have a listen. Thanks again to our amazing sponsors. Reveal has been a sponsor of this podcast since the very beginning. They've been wonderful. Reveal is your nearbound companion. Reveal allows you to not only map accounts, but get direct insight into sales motions, what's going on with your partners, who is dealing with what customers at what time. Nearbound, you may have heard of, you may have been to the conference, you may have met with companies inside of Reveal. It is the idea that you are going to work together to get into accounts, to get bigger deals, to get stickier users, to get stickier clients, and grow faster together. That is the concept of Nearbound. Other terms for it, you may have heard co-selling, ecosystem-led, partner-led, account mapping is the essence of it. Who do I have that you also have? Who do we not have that the other person has and the other company has? And who knows who at what organizations to help us get closer to those companies. That is the essence of Nearbound. That is what we will use Nearbound to achieve. Top companies like you see here in the directory are all using Reveal to get closer and closer to the deals in play and to get more out of their partnerships. That is Reveal. Go to reveal.co and check it out. There is a free account so you can sign up today. Our next sponsor is partnerhub.app. It is the platform where you can find, align, and manage the partnerships that you are working closely with, those third-party B2B organizations. Who inside the organization are you doing what with right now? Who would you like to partner with? And what would you like to do with those entities? That is what PartnerHub is all about. The main differentiator between PartnerHub and your typical PRMs is that PartnerHub is built first and foremost as a marketplace and as a tool for solutions providers so that they can take the reins, so that they can control and operate their own partnerships with third-party entities like their tech partners, like other agencies. And when the agencies, when the solutions providers are in the driving seat of the partnership, you'll find that activation, enablement, all of those great keywords, all of those great OKRs that your program needs to succeed will all be lifted. So again, PartnerHub is a great place if you're looking for agencies in Shopify, Salesforce, HubSpot ecosystems. Top agencies like the number one HubSpot agency on the planet, Avidly, are in PartnerHub. Top Shopify agencies like The Stable are in PartnerHub. These are the great users that PartnerHub is thankful and proud to have. And the benefit that these users are getting out of PartnerHub is, again, making sure that they know exactly what partners that they are doing what with right now. There are tools like a syndication process for live offers to recruit more partners, directory products so you can showcase your partners on a subdomain of your choice and draw leads for your partners, actively bring your partner's business using a gorgeous mobile friendly partner directory and tons of partner management features as well. Everything you need in one place. That is what Partner Hub is all about. Run your program effectively. All right. That is all. And we'll see you guys in the episode.
We are the smallest agency or the smallest company, I guess, in the world with a head of partnerships. So this is last year. This is, and by the way, Alex, huge props to you and the team, because I think we got into partnerships because of Partner Hub. Like, I found Partner Hub. It was like, hey, this is interesting. I still get a lot of backlinks and out of it through the emails that you give us. That's really, really useful. Love the platform. How we built into this, right? So both partnerships and our marketing mix essentially is, at this point, was all inbound, right? But inbound was, and we are about 2.5 years into our journey, it's still all inbound, where almost all of our deals come from things like my social, networking, referrals, just that, right? So, and then we've been really, really good at just the inbound and networking bit. So we have controllable inbound because we are an inbound agency, but partnerships and events are both things that we haven't done before. So for us, this was new, right? So the first event that we went to, I did two events that we went to this year. Had fun, but didn't close anything. So now we even offered to help, you know, hey, let's run ads for the events. So we are a B2B SaaS marketing agency, and it was a demand gen summit for B2B SaaS marketers.
All right. So premise here is we've got a great agency that is doing what agencies do in their first year of business, or I believe second year of business for Ishan. He's doing events because why not? They seem to work for other agencies. They seem to work for other companies. But he's not seeing a lot of success. He's doing it really for inbound SEO, thought leadership. Yes, but he didn't get any leads from the first few events he tried. Then he says, okay, well, why not just push some traffic to these events using paid media, PPC? And he's going to tell us what happened then. But the scenario we're in, agency leveraging an event strategy. Chris, any recommendations to agencies or thoughts for Ishan in year two related to event strategy specifically?
So partnering for each event is like the easiest way to draw in more of your target audience, right? And it increases the number of people who are going to be able to actually book with someone within that group and then get shared across the board. I've done it multiple times now with like running these summits, which is how we met actually. And now look at us. Yeah. Running events where you can target a specific audience, but you're partnered with a bunch of people who are all serving the same people as you is pretty powerful and can be powerful if used correctly. I do want to call out one of his quotes too. He said, we got into partnerships because of Partner Hub. Like, that's a testimonial right there.
Yeah. No,
he just became a headline.
Yeah. He's been a great part of our community and really absorbing everything. Kind of one of the things that you mentioned there is, okay, well, Ishan was just doing events for him and his agency. And we all have selfish tendencies for any inbound marketing. It's all really just about our revenue. Of course, we're not trying to gift anyone leads, but to your point and to where Ishan's going to take this strategy is, okay, well, if I drive a bunch of leads to an event, a bunch of prospects, you know, or, you know, some are prospects, some aren't really a fit. They're all looking at me and my agency, whether or not I am going to be a potential fit for their service needs. Now, that's good. What's great and what Ishan, where he goes with this is, well, if I am doing each one of these events with multiple partners and multiple partner types, so that lead may not need services right now. But if you did an event with one of your tech partners, or if you're a tech company listening and you did it, you brought in an agency, well, then the likelihood increases incrementally, where the likelihood of them booking a demo with the tech partner of yours, booking a service call with the agency partner of yours, the likelihood of each one of those prospects coming into one of your funnels goes way up. Then the likelihood of that same customer prospect, that same customer of your partner now, but a prospect of yours, the likelihood of your partner reminding them to book a call with you when your partner hears them say or ask something about a service or a technology or solution that you provide. So that's where we're going with this. So think about that. Again, bring partners into your event system so that you can increase the likelihood of a conversion for yourself.
The partner that I was referring to that we worked with, the by the way, should check them out. The events agency is called Webby, Weby. So great folks, have a background in events. So that was the partner that we worked with. The event that we did was one of their annual conferences. It's an events agency. It just makes sense for them to have an event that they can use year over year. So that's basically what the event was. And from a pure results perspective, right? I think from their end, I guess I would say that the event was really, really well put out. Like everything was done really well. They got some really good speakers. All sort of props to them. They were getting a really nice lineup. I think we added a few more to that lineup. So that was there. It was promoted really well. So they got their first event ever, which as a newer agency that still had speakers that are very well known in the B2B SaaS space. So they were able to bring that on. From our perspective, obviously, we got a deal right away, right after this. And this is in an industry which is, didn't have any history selling to this industry. This is our first deal in an industry, and it's on the higher end of the site, right? So that was a great result for us immediately.
Okay, so we're kind of learning more about the results of what happened. Bigger deal, got a first really awesome client from the event. And if you're a tech user listening, you know, you may think, okay, one customer out of this whole event system that he's doing or starting to do, this is the early stages for Ishan. You may think, oh, that's not a really great result. But for agencies, especially Ishan, I think has 25-ish employees, one customer could pay his entire team for a number of months. It's big, you know, it could be a six-figure customer. It could be a customer that stays with them for 10 years. So three events, one big customer, that's ROI positive. That's a really good result, right? That's probably par for the course, I'd say, for agencies. But we were talking about what it does, what this partnership event-led growth strategy does. And we mentioned increasing conversions because that customer may book with Chris, and then Chris will send them back to me if Chris is involved in my event. But Chris, what are some of the other things that including partners in events will do, or how, I guess, does it increase the size of the customer lead?
Right. So it's going to impact everything within your sales velocity. And so, you know, we talk conversion rate, your win rates are going to go up because you're getting more confidence from these people, because you're getting credibility from having other partners talking on your behalf, different things like that. You're getting in front of more people, more leads. So especially with like Ishan, he said, you know, not a space he's worked in before, but like by partnering with people, now you get access to their lists and they're bringing people to the table as well in hopes that like you're going to make a good impression and help them at the same time that they're helping you. But so you're getting in front of more people, your win rate's higher. And then your average deal value goes up because you're now able to bring in more people from all of these companies, right? You're not just talking, hey, we're going to get the CMO. Hey, you might actually have the CFO showing up to hear some of this stuff. And all these different departments are hearing about how you're going to be able to get them a return on whatever problem they need to solve. And then at the same time, because those people are showing up, you also get to reduce your sales cycle because all of those people are there. They already know who you are. They're aware, right? You don't need to say, hey, let's go get your decision makers. Stuff's like, no, they're at the event right now. Like they're hearing all of this right from us. And so we don't have to have another call in order to get after this.
Yeah, I love it. So focusing the suggestion is focusing the event on a end result that requires multiple department buy-in and strategy and planning, et cetera. And I liked your event that you did a couple times now, how we originally met, the Growth Summit for Agencies. Growth is the key, requires multiple facets of the business. You had an expert in each area of the business, partnerships, yes. But then you had Pete Caputa talk about how, from a CEO standpoint, or from that, from a benchmarking, from a reporting standpoint, you had multiple people that would talk to different aspects of the business. So then you're getting some CFOs there, you're getting some revenue leaders there, you're getting obviously marketers and partnership people there. And if I'm getting the event link and I'm on the partnership team and I saw your lineup, I would immediately forward it to my head of marketing. I would forward it to my CEO even and say, we should all go to this event, or at least, you know, as many of us as can fit. And then in that event, we're maybe buying something from one of your partners, but I see something that you're offering that is attractive. And then we're all kind of reconvening at the next stand up or the next meeting and talking about what we can get from the different people that we met at your event. And then when we're on demos or when we're on sales calls with those people we mentioned, we met at your event. And then that just light bulb goes off for them to say, yeah, I've been meaning to get back with Chris. Or maybe they say, oh, and have you booked with Chris? Did you know that he offers X, Y, and Z? And his agency does this. Really good on all levels. So again, increasing conversion rates, bringing partnerships in, increasing conversion rates, speeding up pipeline, and increasing the size of the deals. But let's hear a little bit more from Ishan.
Apart from that, there's like 7 to 8 decision makers in companies who are in our ICP that are currently using our frameworks, which has to result in something some year, which is obviously wonderful. And then finally, so then there was all the people who saw either me in the events platform, or they saw me speak, or through the promotions and all the speakers sharing different things. So that was the third outcome. And then finally, I guess the talk that I over-prepared for a bit, that has now become one of the core pieces of content that we can use and share with our prospects, clients, partners, all of those folks. So that, I think, was a big success for us as well.
I liked in this one how Ishan was talking about just being everywhere at the event. So people were seeing him speak, seeing him in the, you know, within the event and stuff, so they could just chat with him. And I think it's a really important thing to distinguish yourself, where the closer you can get to your customer, the easier future conversations are going to be, the more information you get to learn. You get all these insights just from talking to people. And it's a completely different conversation you're going to have doing this just one-on-one at an event versus being on a sales conversation, right? No matter what, people are going to know they're being sold to on some level and stuff. But when you can kind of remove that from it and just be like, hey, I'm just talking to you, trying to get to know you, learn from you. It's really putting you in front of these people as a person. And you get all of these insights that can be super valuable for your business. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we forget about, and you know, this podcast, this episode is not whether you should do events or not, but you know, if you are struggling to sell internally, budget for some of this stuff, one of the important things to understand is guilty by association and being next to another logo, a partner of yours, increases the likelihood of a strong thought leadership result, right? So if it's Spear Growth and Ishan and maybe a couple other employees of Spear Growth talking about growth strategies for 2024, okay, sure. But what if it's Ishan on a panel next to Chris and someone else, and everybody's representing different companies, and the three of them are talking about AI and growth in 2024? Okay, well, now we're using that partnership approach. So the likelihood of better, more thought leadership, which again, we do want thought leadership, especially with agencies, because we're buying from that person. We're not buying from sphere growth, especially when the agencies early on in the first couple of years, very much buying Ishan's expertise, right? And if Ishan is not an expert or not seen, perceived to be an expert in growth and AI, then he's going to have a tough time winning deals. And we buy from people. So the last thing to understand about that is, you know, if I see a bunch of ads for sphere growth all over my LinkedIn feed, likelihood of me converting on one of those is probably pretty low. But the likelihood of me meeting Ishan at one of these events, hearing him say something that hit a chord with me, and then me chatting in the event chat, especially, I think he was talking about Hubelo and some of these event platforms. We like AirMe. There's a bunch out there. You get a really good chat feed of people networking and people saying, oh, I love what he said about that, and someone else chiming in. And anyways, the point is, the likelihood of someone saying, you know, I saw Speargross ads and didn't resonate with me, but what you just said, Ishan, about this, that does, I'd love to book a call. And then maybe Ishan's sales or someone else at Spear Growth is in the chats commenting calendar links and booking links, demo links, all that sort of stuff. So I like what he said there.
Phase two of our partnerships was essentially, we were trying to structure it out, right? So we had now three buckets. We had VC partners, software partners, and services partners. And then we sort of had very different, three different, completely unique models for all the three buckets. That was our second version of partnerships. And the third version that we'll build out now is going to be a lot more structured, and we'll have figured out, okay, we figured out how to give a lot more value to our partners. So we're sort of building those in, and we'll probably by default get value from our partners if we're just able to give a lot. And that's my big bet for this year. And in terms of what you get, I also didn't understand what I would get from partnerships. And now that I've been doing it for a year, I'll just share a few stories which are just unorthodox or I think that I wouldn't have thought of. For example, we got one of our partnership managers left their company, switched jobs twice, now heads growth at a different company. And I have a call with them tomorrow to potentially work with them. So partnership folks very often go into marketing or sales roles, which essentially for us is really good, or they go to partnership roles in different companies, which is, again, you just build your partnership. It's a very good network to have, because at least in 2024, there aren't enough partnership folks. So they'll always, their career trajectory is going to be great. So you get to work with really good companies next, or they'll get to really good positions very easily, which makes them really good networks. That's one interesting thing. Another one was, hey, we're trying to close a deal, and I was having a conversation with one of our partners. They happened to also work with that company, and then they just added the decision maker and us in a Slack group and sent them a message that, hey homie, Ishan and his team are amazing, I worked with them. I think that was the actual message. That was actually the message. And we won that deal because of that message. So that was another just don't expect that to happen moment for us. Third one was someone gave us a shout out in a community that is extremely active for my industry. I've gotten three SQLs from that post over 6 months. And for us, our ACVs are really good. We're a service company. So that's a lot from a single post, that a single shout that, hey, these guys are amazing, from a different partner. Another partner, we were speaking with them. They mentioned that, hey, you work with this company for SEO. We do things, ads and SEO. We're working with one of our clients for SEO. And they told me, hey, I heard they're looking for ads. That was a sentence they told us. We reached out to them. Right now, we've sent them a business case, and we're waiting for them to sort of come back, and we might actually work with them. So that's another like just small nuggets that we'll get. A lot of different things get unlocked if you just do partnerships. And it's not just going to be things like, so the obvious ones are co-marketing, co-selling, but I guess there's a lot of additional value that comes up, which I didn't expect. So that's one big reason why we're going to double down on it. And one major way we'll do it is by making a lot of micro offers this year. If there's a service company, let's say we do ads, we do, and we say that, hey, like, can you design one landing page for our clients? It's a very small offer. They probably won't do it again for a single page. But if they agree to that, then great. That's a foot in the door for our partners. Our clients get a very good landing page designed for them. So our clients are happy. They're happy. It's a very good way to sort of build that. So we're going to build out micro offers from our end for our service partners, and then they'll do it for us. And that's going to be a big, big, I think, mover for us, like in a more structural way. So yeah, like play around with partnerships. Don't be scared of it. Even if you don't do it that well, like we didn't, and most people don't, like in most people in year one, just suck at partnerships is what I've seen. Like people aren't able to follow through. You aren't able to stay on top of everything. Like that's what I have seen. It still pays off. So like there's not a lot of risk or investment. So
all right. Yeah. So, you know, what he said there about events and the event growth system, I think it's important for both tech teams and agencies to really think internally about who is involved in each one of these events. If it's just you and your team, consider partners to bring in and what they could do. But Chris, if you want to recap the results, the effects, the reasons why we should include partners in events, I think that could be a good final thought for this episode.
Yeah, so I think biggest reason, your sales velocity is going to go up when you start doing events. And this isn't necessarily a case again, right, for events specifically, but if you're going to run events, doing something with your partners at that event, because it is going to make everything easier. Focus on a specific problem that you can solve, like you and your partners can solve better than anyone else. That's what's going to attract a lot of people. People want problem solved, right? They're going to show up. They're going to do that. Alternatively, pick a very specific industry and then bring in the partners who can solve all of the different pain points that they're feeling. And so now you get two different ways that you can run an event like this. But either way, you're bringing in people, you're sharing all of these potential opportunities come from this, and the chances of success are going to go up dramatically when you start doing all this with partners.
Exactly. So I hope you got something out of it. The last couple minutes of this is really a testament to partnerships from the agency angle. So listen to the last few minutes of this episode. And then we've got another really great episode teed up for next week. I'll be recording that shortly and invite Chris back to analyze it with me. If you're enjoying this, please let us know, either Slack, LinkedIn, subscribe, obviously, to the podcast, but give us your feedback. And if you have a partnership story that you want to bring to the podcast, please let us know. We're happy to record. What's going on with partnerships? How'd it go last year? Is your first year of doing partnerships? What did you learn? What would you advise? What would you recommend?
Be very clear about what your goals are and what you can give them. If you're very clear about those things, that, hey, this is what we want to give to you. This is what we can. This is the kind of bandwidth we have. This is the kind of clients we have. This is who we can refer. Here's how we can integrate. That was like phase one of our partnerships. Just tell them your goals and ask them, hey, is there a way you could help us on that? Do you have a newsletter you can feature us in? Do you have a podcast? Do you have anything? And then the way we kept us engaged was through just co-marketing, and that's it. That was phase one of partnerships for us. So it was very, like, you don't need a partnership program, just start. And by the way, shout out to you, Alex. Like, I would definitely recommend using a platform like Partner Hub to start, especially as an agency. Sign up, spend 6 hours, do a bunch of reach outs, and just see what happens. That, I think, is a very good way to start off.